This is a completely free program for the veterans. They're not going to have to pay for anything other than just getting their transportation to the marina on that day. It'll be basically a fishing charter on us from 7 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which will be followed by a luncheon right there at the Waterworks Park in Harbor Beach. Our captains are going to photograph the trip the whole time they're out there fishing on the water, and then also on when we come back in, so we can get a memento of the veterans' catch and things like that. It should turn out to be a pretty neat day. Got a decent lunch afterwards planned and a bunch of door prizes to hand out with 50-50 raffles and all kind of fun stuff. It should be a pretty awesome day, whether or not Mother Nature is going to let us have that or not, I don't know. But just a simple program, and we thought it'd be easy enough for us to put together, and man, the community's just been great backing it. They've made everything super easy for us. I haven't had anybody turn down a donation or a donation request to get this thing up and running. This year, we'll probably try to keep it a little bit smaller. Like I said, it's going to be 25 boaters and 50 local vets. And then hopefully by next year, we don't know where this will go, but hopefully we can get 100 vets out on the water. We'll just have to see.
And the guest speaker, do you have anybody in mind for that yet, or is that up and coming?
Yeah, we have a guest speaker for the event, kind of to just take us through our luncheon, sort of an MC. He's a friend of mine. He's a local hunting and fishing enthusiast. And he's just so neat to listen to. He's got stories that just blow your mind on just the stories from hunting and fishing here in the Thumb. I think a lot of people are unaware of the natural resources that we have here with just the woods and water. And those are all outs that are great things to do with your family and your friends. And this just kind of brushes us in that direction and shows us that there are those options out there. And hopefully with the event, we'll build some great relationships with our vets and between boaters. A lot of these boaters that are offering up their time, I haven't met yet, and so I'm looking forward to that. And that way, if maybe some of these guys haven't tried their hand at the hunting and fishing that is available here in the Thumb, it'll give them the background to do so, and they'll find out whether or not they might like something like this, you know?
Yeah, it was going to be one of my questions, was how many the maybe just because they didn't have anybody to go out with or that with the experience to go out fishing. And, of course, a lot of guys, you know, especially if they up there a few years, don't like the embarrassment of going out fishing or hunting for the first time and not exactly knowing what they're doing. Or this would be a much calmer situation if they haven't been hunting or fishing before.
Sure.
Where they can go out with experienced boat captains that know the area, know where the fish are. Hopefully they tune into our fishing report every day and know what's biting and where to go to find those fish. But like you said, it'd be a good opportunity for those who have not had a chance to go out fishing in our wonderful Great Lakes. There isn't any better. My son-in-law would live on the lake if my daughter would let him. He'd never get out of his boat, but because he loves Michigan inland lakes and the Great Lakes themselves.
Yeah, and we're more than that. We're just looking for a simple way just to thank our vets. Everybody knows somebody or knows family or friends that are veterans, and whether or not they got sent overseas, that doesn't matter to me. I'm more for giving a thanks to all of them. They're the ones that put their necks out there, and they deserve to be appreciated for that. And we want them to know that we didn't forget them. A lot of times, there's just not the means or the ways to do things that'll thank them. And this is a simple way that we already have the stuff in the water to do it. And we have the boats, we have the people. So using the resources of the Steelheaders has really been a good thing for me to get this thing rolling. There's 80 some members in the Thumb with the Steelheaders, and I think just about every one of them has put something forth towards this event. So that says a lot for the community and what they want to do for the veterans. So,
right. Well, that's the one thing about a rural area. Everybody's we pride ourselves in our outgoing and our giving to other people and trying to help everybody out and honoring those who have served us. And like you said, they put their necks out. They, you know, went in harm's way for us so we can sit back here and enjoy these things. And then in turn, if we have the experience, if we're a boat captain or even the merchant that donates an item to go with this program, we've enhanced this experience for them and hopefully to give them a good time. And also they'll gain the camaraderie when they join together at this event here too, because there's always stories to tell and things to hash out. And
yeah, of fishing course, stories are pretty hard to
beat. Fishing stories and war stories and also the stories between the different service branches. Naturally, each one has their own pride and they always like to tease each other about who's what and what their favorite nickname is for the other branch of the service.
Oh, yeah. One reason I was excited to come on the radio today, too, was I wouldn't say we're short, but we're getting close in numbers for the amount of veterans that I would like to have to run this. Again, I just want to reiterate that this is 100% free for you guys, and I am seeking a few more to fill up some spots on the boats that we have lined up. So if there are people that are interested, you know, we can handle just about anybody as far as if they maybe have a disability or a limited mobility, or they just flat out want to go fishing and they're in great shape. It doesn't matter to us. We'd love to take them. But you can feel free to call me anytime. And if I don't answer, leave me a message and I'll definitely call you right back. My number is 989-550-9227, and my name is Kevin Ramsey, and I will do anything I can to get you on a boat, and I promise you it'll be a good time. Whether or not we catch fish, that's beyond me. So, but like I said, it's a relationship building event. It's there to enhance the community and build that bond that we need between our veterans and our community. So again, just feel free to call me anytime about this thing, and we'll try to get you on a boat.
We'll take any branch, too. Coast Guard, Reserves, don't feel like that you're left out, you know.
Yeah, this is for everybody. So, and we also are a couple of boats have told us there may be. So if there's a few guys around that do have boats, we're kind of looking for the 20 or above foot range that wouldn't mind having a veteran on their boat. It doesn't have to be a charter captain, and a lot of us are just local fishermen, so I could use one or two more boats too, so that's another route if somebody wants to help. So,
all right, and that phone number again, 989-550-9227, 989-550-9227, and because I'm only here part-time, I don't remember everything, but this program is also available on our internet connection at thumbnet.net, so you could replay it and pick up the phone number there. Plus, before I leave today, I'll have a copy of this sheet out at the front desk, and I'll add some extra work for Tina in case you need to know. You can call the station and get the number, and we'll keep it on hand here in case you missed it. Again, 989-550-9227. And if we just go a brief overview of all the events that are going to take place again.
Yep. Like I said, it'll be on Sunday morning, the 22nd. We would have liked to do a Saturday. It just with the events building up this year, that's what the route we ended up having to go with. We'll meet around 6:30 in the morning in Harbor Beach, right at the City Marina, and we're gonna take off and come back in around 1, and just have a great day out of it. And then after that, hopefully everybody gets a little bit of fish. Hopefully everybody has a lot of fun. So, pretty simple idea. Just a way for our resources to help you guys out too, and maybe you've been wanting to fish for a while and you just couldn't because of just that reason. So let us help you out.
And when you get back on shore, then of course a little after 1 o'clock, you have a luncheon, hot dogs, brats, salad, fries, and refreshments, and the door prizes for all the veterans and 50-50 raffle, and the ceremony with the guest speaker, and that should round out quite a day into the afternoon. And I want to thank Kevin Ramsey and Brandon Stanton for being here for the Warrior Charters today. And this has been What Do You Think? I'm Jerry Stocker, in for Craig Routson.